Well, Jim, this morning here on the radio, we have Crystal with us. Crystal works at the Haven of Rest Ministries, and she works in the clothing department. Welcome to the radio broadcast.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, Crystal, I remember over 20 years ago when I first got hired, Reverend Thomas asked me, "Hey, we want to interview you for the radio, and we want to have our listeners hear your story." And I was nervous, and I didn't know what it would be like. And I just remember Reverend Thomas and Eileen being very comforting, and it just allowed me this opportunity. And we want to do that with you today. And I know there's a little bit of that for you as well, not having done something like this before. But why don't we just start for our listeners, just so they can learn a little bit about you. What was some of the things that led you to hear about Haven of Rest, or maybe be the Lord turning your direction towards a ministry like this?
The answer to the first question is my church was involved with Haven of Rest about 10 years ago, and it just perked my interest because of the second answer is that God laid on my heart at a very young age that this was something I was so fascinated and interested in and wanting to do. So I was very young. He answered my prayer.
And I remember you sharing that when we interviewed you. And so you started how many months ago?
The end of November, 11:30.
Yes, mm-hmm. End of November. So, Jim, I remember Crystal us interviewing you and you coming in. And let's talk a little bit about maybe a little of your testimony of you coming to the Lord. And how did Christ impact your life through your life?
Yes. I was doing a Bible study about how to be a godly woman, and I was reading scripture, and God broke me at my knees, and I really couldn't move. I was bended at the knee knowing that I wasn't the wife or mother he wanted me to be. So that's it. Mm. And then on, I was out the gate and couldn't do enough for the Lord and feel the same way.
Yeah, it's amazing how there's that godly sorrow.
Yeah.
But then that also the Lord then takes that. That's what his redemptive value is, that he builds us up and he makes us in his image and he renews us and restores us. And
yes.
That's really the hope we have in the cross, that resurrection, that we're made new as well.
Yes.
And it's so beautiful. And what a great fit for the ministry here at Haven of Rest, because that's what we get to do every day. People will walk in carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders, and we get to introduce them to Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. And it's fantastic. Now, I know you've had some opportunities along the way here at Haven of Rest to participate in some of that. When we brought you in November, you're working in the clothing department. Let's start there. Talk a little bit about what your role is in the clothing department and how God is using that ministry.
All right, I'm going to back up a little bit on you, Jim, because I started volunteering here in distribution. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm backing up is because I met a lady there, and I was out there working and volunteering and straightening the clothes, and she came up to me and she said, "I'm going to court. I need an outfit." Sweetest, most genuine, love the Lord lady. And we got her an outfit. She went into the restroom. She changed. She came back out. She goes, "How do I look?" And I said, "You look beautiful." And she had a big smile on her face. And it was so warm and wonderful. It was such a Christ-honoring experience. Last week, that lady came back. And she was, again, looking for an outfit, but this time to work.
Mm, praise God.
And we met eyes, and I knew her, and she just hugged me and kissed me, and mm-hmm. we found what she needed, and it was a fabulous experience. But we do that every day here mm-hmm. at Haven of Rest. We encourage people in the Lord. We love people in the Lord. We meet needs for people, and it's just very wonderful to be here and see that and experience that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Crystal, just a question to follow up on that. When you heard about Haven of Rest through your church, did you have any idea of what we did, the scope of things?
I asked someone that volunteered here kind of what it was, and her answer was, well, we can put things together for people. We're asked to make bags, et cetera. So that was about all I got.
That was a short version, right?
It was a very short version.
And so now that you've been working over in the donation center, you guys are always busy.
Yes.
When we walk over there, we just finished up the renovation on the donation drive-through entrance.
Yes.
But you guys are sorting, putting clothes out. Let's talk about all that goes on throughout the day when you get in the morning time. And then, I mean, it's an eight-hour day of just go.
It is a go. Mm-hmm. I average like 7 to 9 miles a day walking. So we are on the go constantly. Mm-hmm. We are going through clothing that our wonderful donors drop off, clothing, shoes. I'm in women's clothing, so I'm in handbags and all of those. So we are sorting and looking for clothing that is clean, no spots, no pills, no rips, that is in date, not out of date, that is great fabric, that is going to protect some of our clients who don't have a home. We are doing that all day long. If somebody needs help, we jump over to another department. We put the clothing out into the distribution center, and it's ready for our ladies, in particular for my department. And if someone needs something, I run and get a pair of 9.5 shoes for them. Mm-hmm. Or if they need a certain thing, like that lady that came in and needed black pants and a white shirt. So we do that all day long.
Mm-hmm.
All day long. Yeah. It's a wonderful, humbling experience. Mm-hmm. It really is.
And there's joy in it. I remember Reverend Thomas saying something we actually shared in a class that we're in, that it can be exhausting, but in a good way. We can grow tired in the work, but not of the work.
Yes. Right.
And God's so faithful that he allows us to be a part of it. I think even as you were sharing, Reverend Kaiser and I have known this for many years, but there's a subtle philosophy about how we treat the clothes that come in. And we would feel like we don't want to put something out for a guest that we wouldn't wear ourselves. So if it's way out of date, or if there's like a stain on it, we wouldn't want to wear something like that.
No.
And so we want to affirm the dignity of our guests. And so we're putting out the very best for them. And you're a vital part of making that happen, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Lord's given you some opportunities to expand your reach a little bit in Haven of Rest. Mm-hmm. And you've had some opportunities with the ladies. Could you share a little bit about how the Lord's been using you there as well?
Yes, it's all the hand of God for his glory. I'm honored to be with the ladies in the day room once every other week now. We go through either a devotional or read scripture, and then I open it up with questions, and we have a little bantering back and forth. And there are some amazing ladies there. All of them are amazing. I shouldn't have said that, but it is all about the gospel in those four walls during that time. And it is about uplifting the Lord, giving him glory, and asking the Lord to change hearts through his word.
Very good. Now, Crystal, working with the ladies, had you ever had any experience working with, I call it frontline ministry, ladies coming in with great needs? Sometimes there's a brokenness there that you might not see in other environments. How has that impacted you?
It has made me want to glorify the Lord more, because I think that all of us in this country were kind of all on the edge of losing our homes or not having enough food or whatever. We're all there, and we're not any different. We are to encourage one another daily. We are not to think of ourselves better than anyone else. We are to lift one another up and teach and love and care and give deep compassion and empathy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this ministry is very close to the heart of God. We're meeting the felt need and then sharing the greater truth of what the Lord can, how he can change a life, how he can redeem and restore. every day. And it is a privilege to be a part of it. So, Crystal, as you go about your day, there are, you know, Reverend Kaz, you asked the question, kind of what in life, maybe had you had experiences that were similar mm-hmm. or that kind of thing. And,
yes.
And I think sometimes, it isn't always the formal training that God, he uses formal training, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. There's Bible colleges are great and we want all that formal. That's excellent. But sometimes God will use the moments in life, the giftings that he's naturally put in us. Maybe we have a proclivity that, you know, maybe we have a tender heart and people like to confide in us. Well, he'll use that gift in a ministry like this and expand it and grow it. Mm-hmm. And has that been your experience so far here at Haven
yes,
of Grace?
It has. Yeah. It has.
And, you know, Crystal, just talking about that, Jim, for somebody to come up and confide in you and open up their heart to you, Jim, I still, when we see that even on the men's side, what a blessing that is that, number one, they feel that they can approach us, and number two, that they can come up to you, Crystal, and they are sharing some things that maybe they don't feel comfortable sharing with anybody else. That's a blessing.
Yes.
And then for you, not only to encourage them, but to show them compassion, to show them mercy, to show them love. Jim, that goes everything with what Scripture says. That's why I say frontline ministry. There are so many things that come into the clothing department. I'm always amazed when I go over there and see how God provides. You know, we came through the winter season with the coats and the boots and the gloves and the hats. You probably firsthand see how God meets the needs daily yes. as things come in.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And we very rarely run short. I do have to share a story about a gentleman came in the other day. And he asked the person working in distribution, do you have a flashlight? And we don't have flashlights.
Mm-hmm.
And his next words were, it gets really dark out there.
Mm.
So he said, do you have a candle? So that was something that I learned. I wouldn't think to donate something like mm-hmm. that. And we don't get very much of that. But it really perked my heart. It does get dark. But also hearts are dark, mm-hmm. not knowing the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember taking a class, and the instructor said, one match can light a room, a dark room. I'll never forget that gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Yeah. But God has always provided socks, underclothes, everything, coats, jackets.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an element to Haven of Rest. When you're in it, like there's definitely a moment where it's your eyes are probably like wide open at first because there's so much going on
yes.
that it's a lot to take in. But kind of as that slows down and begins to settle, God does such a stretching in us, and he grows our heart and he grows our compassion. And in the same way, I think he grows our trust in him, and we mm-hmm. see his faithfulness. And whether it's I know we've had similar things. The food service department would say how we were running so low, and then God brought the meal for that day. And in your case, in the clothing department, somebody comes in and they have a need, mm-hmm. and we're able to be that extension of God's hand to them. And it's not really about us at all. It's just about the Lord is using this place to meet the need so that they would know God's faithful. You can put his trust in him. He will be there. And it's so great that we get to be a part of it, that God entrusts this ministry to us to be his hands and feet. It's wonderful. And so as we go forward, I know God's been stretching you. He's been expanding your heart for ministry. And our listeners, as they are tuning in today, are probably very curious. They're like, I'm sure they've loved getting to know you, Crystal, and they want to know, how can I pray for you?
Mm-hmm.
So what are some ways that you would think of, you're like, in your day-to-day ministry here at Haven of Rest, how can our listeners lift you up?
One, that I would glorify God in all that I do, every piece of clothing I touch, every person I talk to, and that I would have strength and not grow weary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we know, Jim, ministry, as you mentioned, ministry is every single day here. New faces come through the door. New needs come through the door. New ministry opportunities come through the door. And also, in the midst of all that, sometimes things can be a little rough with ministry as people come in and they have a lot of weight on their shoulders. There's a lot of things on their minds. And so in saying that, sometimes we experience that part as well. And so, Crystal, I know our listeners will be praying for you, for those areas to continue. For all of us, when you think about it, we need God's grace every single day with all the scenarios that we deal with throughout the mission. And we are just so thankful, Jim, as we get ready to wrap things up here, that God has provided for this ministry for almost 81 years. I mean, I am just so thankful for that. Crystal, we are so glad that you are a part of this ministry, this very important ministry, I believe, in God's eyes, but to the people that you come into contact with each and every day.
Thank you for being on the radio broadcast. I know it's not always easy to share, so we just really appreciate you and appreciate all that you do.
Thank you.